front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
Everyone, it's Dave, and welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? On today's show, I wanted to talk to you about another quirky work story. Now, just as a reminder, sort of a disclaimer, if you will, these work stories, some of them are about me, some of them are about people I know, some of them are about stories that happened to someone else. So just kind of keep that in mind. So as I think about the next work story I wanted to tell, this one is specifically about a time when I worked for a company, and the company was doing really well, and there was another company in a similar field doing something else. And the different companies had different perspectives on how to accomplish what they wanted to do. It's just, you know, competitive type environment where they each had something they were doing. And the second company had these laws and these rules in place for all of their member organizations where they couldn't do business with the company I worked for. So there was all these regulations and things that were in there. But some sharp lawyer figured out that there was a loophole in one of the rules that allowed for them to do a specific type of work, a specific service, for the company that I worked for. And so I was assigned to a team that was going to figure out how to make that, take advantage of that, to take that loophole and really make it work to our advantage. So there was about six of us that worked for this large company that were sworn in to a special non-disclosure agreement. We couldn't talk about it with anyone, and we had to do all this work. And for the next 6 months, 8 months, something like that, we developed up a product, a thing, that actually leveraged the service that this other company offered. And it was tremendous, and we did really amazing things over the course of that period of time, this group of us. We worked really hard, we worked really long hours, we met with the competing company, we traveled to different places, we did a lot. And we got the traditional attaboy, hey, thanks for your work, that's great, we really appreciate it. And about a week after we launched our product, our joint product, the other company, the one that was the master company for the whole thing, they basically said, hey, this is illegal, you're violating our bylaws, and went and specifically changed the bylaws to make what we were doing illegal again in the sense of what they were doing for their business, to protect their own business. And it occurred to me shortly after that, that everything we were doing was not about launching this product, even though they told us it was. It was about raising the attention of the second company doing things that were basically against the law in an antitrust sense. And the Department of Justice actually took notice of this, stepped in, and filed suit against that second company. It went to trial, and the second company wound up paying millions, hundreds of millions, every year to the company that I worked for. Amazing, right? And what did I get for my efforts? Thank you, here's your next project. I don't think I even got a great review. In fact, I remember a boss telling me that I couldn't get a great review because they didn't know what I was working on. How could they possibly give me a good review? So the company makes tens of millions of dollars. I work long hours, travel, meet with companies, have to keep everything a secret. And I get nothing for it. And the company gets hundreds of millions of dollars in returns to pad their bottom line. Unbelievable to me. And that's one of those things at a company that you just kind of go, wow, that's what companies do, isn't it? Well, anyway, that's my story. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Bye now.
What's your point, David?